Okay, so we're holding over here by Ksus Nikia, and we moved on to Achanas Abayis. We're getting there. Achanas Abayis. So preparing the house.
I just want to get to something that's applicable.
What do you mean? You have to now start making it better every Friday.
I do make my bed every Friday.
Okay, man, I guess you're right. Very good. Okay. Al-Kain Yesh Lachan Abayis Shiyanaki. In Siv Gimel, on page base. So let's allow us to move along, we can get there. So then you have to put on a tablecloth on your desk, on your table. If you have one in your room, you should put a tablecloth on. It should be covered. And there are those that know you that should stay on the entire Shabbos. Matter of fact, when they want to switch tablecloths, they like put the other one on top and pull out the bottom one.
Covered
Shabbos.
It's a covered Shabbos.
What are you talking about? First, did you think about it?
Yes.
First, think about it.
It is.
Then
you don't have to be like crazy about this.
You don't have to, but okay.
Sounds like extra care from his arm.
Not if you have a rutin to do it. You want to. For you, but if you appreciate the fact that the table is covered, then you may not. Okay, Dalet Rechitza. Now, part of covered Shabbos is washing your guf. Mitzvah lechatzil lechoyz be'erev Shabbos. The mitzvah lechatzil is to wash on erev Shabbos. However, someone who feels that they will not have enough time on erev Shabbos to wash, they could also bathe and wash themselves earlier. However, even someone who washes them earlier should at least wash his face, his hands, and maybe his feet on erev Shabbos. This is Negea when Erev Shabbos is the first day of Yontif. Right? When Yontif comes out on Friday and Shabbos. So now you want to wash yourself for Shabbos. But you can't take a shower. So what you do is you wash your hands and your face before Shabbos comes in. So you mekayim the din of Rechitza for Shabbos. That's over here. Okay, move the Shulchan Aruch. Shemisha Sa'ar Reisvein Aruchah. Someone whose hair is long, they should also take a haircut for Shabbos. One should cut their nails for Shabbos. Now, when it comes to cutting nails, so there are different minhagim in cutting nails. Let's learn the last paragraph here, and then we'll talk about it. Kimish Derech Ligalecha Tzipanayim Erev Shabbos. Since the derech is to cut the nails on Erev Shabbos, it's Sigwa Paiskim Hilchah Shabbos Din Negiluchim. The Paiskim can bring down in Hilchah Shabbos the dinim of how to cut nails. L'chadchila Ein Litzol Elu Shal Yad Im Elu Shal Regu B'Yemecha. L'chadchila one should not cut the nails on of his fingers on the same day as his feet. Oid makpidim, also people are makpid l'chadchila she'en noilad tzipanayim b'yom hei. People are also makpid not to cut their nails on Thursday because the teva is that then it will grow on Shabbos. V'kamakayim im shnehem elu shel yad v'gam elu shel regel. Shechituch, however, if, let's say, it comes Friday or Thursday and you do need to cut both your toenails and your fingernails, as matirim lachtech elu you leave one for Thursday, one for Friday. Also, there are those that say that it's bais of serugim. They don't do all in order, one finger after another one. They go every other one and then they go back. Okay. So about this, what?
Wait,
that's like a minute. Give me a chance, right? So like this, about these few things that were mentioned over here, they're brought down in many Sifrei Paiskim. The Mishnah brings it down, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down others. However, the Aruch HaShulchan continues, it says that these are based on Inyanim, not Svaris, they're based on Inyanim. And the Aruch HaShulchan himself says that one does not need to be makbid on this. So therefore, someone who's always makbid on and he's used to doing it should continue doing it. But those that don't call it crazy, there's a yon into it. But those that are not used to it or gets them frustrated about it, then you do not need to be makbid on it. No. Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, we got it? Seder. Now the last line over here, the chatchila mitzvah, the sarfam, or the chalpach is the kaivram. Yizar habish leiblum mak milach bnei adam. This is actually a gemara. The gemara says that nails for whatever reason, nails that are on the floor could cause a lady to miscarry. Therefore, the Gemara says that the best thing would be to burn them, or at least to get rid of them, flush them down the toilet, or throw them out in the garbage. That's the best thing. Now, again, it's not always simple to start making fires. So therefore, the best thing is to make sure that you throw them out. In a place where women are not walking, like in a Beis Medrash or a Beis Knesset, where women do not come into the Beis Knesset, they belong in the Ezes Nashim. So then there'll be no problem dropping it. Number one. Number two, the Gemara says that it's only a problem if where it fell. So if you are in a place where it could be an issue for a lady to be walking there, all you need to do is take it and you drop the nail. You don't know where it is. You take a broom and just sweep around on the floor. You move it around. Once you move it, one second. I'm telling you a Gemara, not me, it's a Gemara. But once you move it out of its place, then it will not cause harm. Okay, now question. By your bed?
I know. Oh,
you heard that once? No problem.
Who says this? That you miscarried?
Gemara neither. I think that'd be a Zion.
Is
it by tomorrow? I mean, is it by fingernails also? I heard what? It's by toenails. By fingernails as well?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, they all even
if the myself, like, let's say a woman's wearing like socks or something, she will be careful.
I told you the Gemara now. I don't know anything more than Gemara. It's what the Gemara says.
What? Go to the foot, don't go through the
sock.
No, bite there.
Okay.
Remy, if the woman stop off and left somewhere else, that's fine.
Connecting flight is gone.
Moved out of its place, that's fine.
What's considered moved out of its place?
It
landed here, and now it's here.
So every time you spin a nail on the floor, it's going like
that. That's right. If you bite your nails, it's in your mouth. And then you spit it out and move from its place.
So Rebbe said, I heard Rebbe said.
It's considered move once you spit it out? So when you pick it off your hand, it's...
No, that didn't land yet. Your hand landed in your mouth.
Is that, Rebbe, that's like a
Kiddush,
no?
Right, that's what I told you. I'm telling you a Kiddush. Okay, so now let's...
Josh!
Okay, now let's start him because okay, I'd lock his neighbors. Here we go. I did till Alaina Mitzvah Lahadik Nairs the Shabbos, Veninu Lana Gimel Taima Mazet. There are three reasons for Hadlokas Nairis. When your mother lights the Nairis, or the Bachi and Shiva lights the Nairis, he is accomplishing three things over here. Number one, Kavit Shabbos, Vaina Shumikvoid Hayoim Shiluka Nairis Bibais. Now, the idea over here, we don't appreciate it as much, but back in the days, they did not have electricity. So once it came dark, it was dark. So if you lit Neiris at light, so on a special day, right, still out of young, certain people, when they make a simcha, bris, and they light candles. Why do you light candles?
Romantic.
Because the more lights that there is, the more simcha there is. It's not exciting to sit in the dark. It's not exciting to sit in the dark.
You let him enough.
So one second.
Sorry.
Yeah. So the more light there is, the more simcha there is. So on a special day like Shabbos, it deserves light. So that's the Kavod Shabbos one. I light the candles Erev Shabbos so that on Shabbos there'll be light. I'm showing that I respect the day of Shabbos. We go through three reasons, then we're going to take questions. The second reason is because it adds enjoyment to Shabbos. The first reason was Kavod Shabbos. By me lying the nearest Erev Shabbos, I'm showing that I respect the day of Shabbos that's about to come. Number two is that on Shabbos, I can enjoy my food better. When you see your food and you see what you're eating, that you have more enjoyment for what you're eating. So therefore, it says Shnisraba Inik Shabbos B'Shas Achila, Kesheisham Ner Lirois Mashaychem. When there's Ner to see what he's eating, Shvizen Ahenim Yosem Imachaleinu. Gimel Mishum Shalom Bayis. The third reason Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis means that you don't bump into the wall and start to say words that you shouldn't be saying.
We don't have any of that today.
What?
None of those three things really apply to it.
Good question. One second, so let me finish the reason. I'm going to take your question. Shaydei ha'ar b'bayis, yichayim leilach b'lili chashel b'ezer dava. With light, then I can walk around. I won't trip. I won't bang into the walls. Now, because of the first two reasons, it's enough to light candles in the dining room or in the kitchen, wherever I'm eating. But the third reason adds to us that there should also be light in the other rooms. That which we're not knowing nowadays. So why don't we put candles around the house? The answer is because we have electricity. So the part of the mitzvah luck is neiros is to make sure that where you will be walking on Shabbos, there will be light that you don't trip or bang into the wall. Which now doesn't mean you need to have your lights on in your bedroom, but to get to the bedroom, or there should be some light shining into your bedroom from the hallway, so that you'll be able to move around without tripping or banging into something. That is the idea of halakha snares. These are the three reasons for halakha snares. Now the question that Morty was about to ask, which is that lechayr, nowadays that we have electricity, what are we doing by lighting the candles? Yes. Any other questions?
So it's giving extra light.
Why is that answer?
Store Muslim for what do you
said so one line.
It's still COVID.
You're allowed to turn on a light switch for halakha snares.
Relax. Rob, that's true?
What? Yeah.
What did you just said?
What did he say?
You're allowed to turn on a light switch for halakha snares?
It's supposed to, man.
Okay, it's a good question.
What's the answer though?
I thought we said that it applies for Shalom Bayis, we turn your lights on. That's the lighting now it is.
So then why do we light the candles and make a bracha?
Oh, why do
we light
the candles?
Wait,
yes, you're allowed to make a bracha on the lights.
Actually,
not for Abdullah, though.
Okay, Rabbi, Morty keeps on talking, and if he's wrong, I'm going to ask him. You're allowed to turn on a light for halakha snares?
Sure. Another question that's being asked. Can I be a mekayim halakha snares with electric?
Say right? No, Rabbi.
If you don't have any candles,
let's work it
through. Now we're changing. You're getting a little shaky.
Okay, so these are good questions.
And what's the answer?
So it goes like this. That the reason why we light the Neir Shabbos is because that's what our mothers, our grandmothers did for Dairy Dairy, so we continue to do that. But the real question is, how can you make a bracha on that? It's a bracha levatala. Good, it's a nice thing to do, but you can't make a bracha on something which has no purpose. The whole purpose is... It's not the minik is the light, right? Again, the minik says that it should be lit up, but it's not doing it. So therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein held that before you light the candles, the lady should go to the light in the dining room and turn it on. If it's on already, turn it off, turn it on, the Chvod Shabbos, then go to the candle, light the Neir Shabbos, and have in mind by the bracha that it's going also on electricity. Now, what about in a case where, let's say, a person's in a hotel room and they do not let you light the candles? They don't let you light candles. So over there, I have nothing. What am I supposed to do? So I only have electricity. I have a lamp. I have a light. So then I could be yaitzim my mitzvah with electricity, but with no bracha. That's what my shop.
Is it better to light on the bracha of Atalatim?
I thought you were allowed to make a bracha.
Why is the bracha
on that?
It's definitely not the best choice.
Rabbi, you could make the bracha on the light.
Rabbi, where's that purple book? It says you can make a bracha. There's
many other places in the world you could. Okay. Many other places in the world. If what? So Rav Moshe held that you can't say ner. Rav Eliashiv held very interesting. Rav Eliashiv held, listen. What does the word ner mean? How like ner shel shabbos? What does ner mean?
Fire.
So in Gemara, ner means the candle holder, the candelabra. That's what we mean. No. The Gemara says, Hanach Ner Shem and Kasila. Many Gemara's Ner means the candle holder. So the Yashiv held that the bracha of Ner is going on the holder. So therefore, electricity also has a fixture that holds the bowl. So therefore, he held it. You could say la'alik nefesh.
Vayishe
then not hold like that. Vayishe then there is going on the light. Therefore, he held that even though you could be yoytze with electricity, because you're accomplishing the reason that we mentioned, but to say the bracha, you can't say the bracha. What? I follow Moshe, but if you're
the Rebbe's wife turns on the light before she makes it.
Yeah, the two separate discussions just now.
I know about
yeah.
The Rebbe's wife.
Yeah, my wife does.
If, you have a mind from beginning when you turn the light. You have a mind from when you turn on the light.
Basic
radio.
Basic radio mother. There's no change your mother doesn't.
So, Rabbi, I like. Rabbi, I like for yeshiva. Shut the lights off.
You do, you don't.
Rabbi, I like for yeshiva. Shut the lights off.
The dining room. Turn on the lights in the dining room. Then we'll light the candles.
Okay.
That would make sense.
New rule.
So Ramesha has a bomb question. Listen to Ramesha. What? I don't, we'll discuss. When we talk about where to lie, we'll discuss.
Go to lobby, not in the game.
Okay, now Ramesha, I'm going to end with a bomb question Ramesha has. What happens when Yom Tov is Friday and Shabbos? Right?
Oh, the light
now
switch.
Now I can't turn. Now, we just finished saying. That what saves me from the bracha vatel is the fact that I turn on the switch. What? Exactly. How can I make a bracha?
Put on the timer.
But how can I make a bracha? Right? Ramesha said. Ramesha's father had a question. I'm making a bracha on the candles, bracha vatel, because it does nothing for me. Okay. So tomorrow.
Have a